We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Kim Sorrell, author of Love Is. Kim, how are you? And you're excited about our guest today, Robert, aren't you? Fantastic.
Yep. I am so excited about our guest. I am happy to be here. Thank you, Neil. I hope you're doing great too. Robert Amaya, my word. I don't even know. I was trying to count how many films you've been in the last, not that many years, really. And you are always busy. It seems like, I don't know if you ever get a day off, if you get any rest, because it just seems like you are just busy all the time. From Miami, right? Born and raised in Miami?
I was raised in Miami. I was born in California, actually, but I moved when I was about 10 years old because my mom couldn't take the earthquakes anymore. So instead, we went to Miami and got a bunch of hurricanes, but go figure.
There you go. Well, it is so great to have you here. I know you've got a couple films coming out and are pretty passionate about the things you're doing these days, so I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, you know what? I've been very blessed that ever since, particularly during the pandemic and now post-pandemic, God has opened up a lot of doors to be able to just do more work. And with that, I think it's so important to be able to find opportunities to smile and laugh and feel good, especially during the pandemic. And so that's exactly the body of work I've been involved with ever since. And so I'm very blessed in that regard that I myself got to be able to just be with people and do these amazing projects, but then also just to bring laughter and smiles into the home, which is for me just even a bigger thing.
Isn't that great, Kim? And again, he has two different films coming out on PureFlix. Let's talk first about Nothing Is Impossible, Robert.
Yeah, Nothing Is Impossible is an outstanding movie. It's really a story about redemption and a story about understanding that God's timing doesn't always line up with your own. And I got the opportunity to play a character named Nick Martin, who's a best friend of our lead, played by David A.R. White. And you just get to see this beautiful chemistry of a man who has his best friend that's very encouraging of him and of his dreams and what he's always wanted to do. Because of his past, he never got to live up to a dream in basketball in the NBA. And now there's an opportunity to maybe live out that dream in a very interesting way. And so it's that story. It's a fun story, but it's so full of heart. And the quality is just top notch. I recommend it to everyone. And it's safe for families, safe for everyone to watch, and something you can be proud of.
Yeah, well, you know, that is something that has really evolved that is so wonderful as a Christian to see Christian films. And, you know, they used to have this reputation of being kind of cheesy, and now they are. I know, I'm so sad to say, but it's so true, right?
Well, no, it's true. Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely true. The cheese factor was high in the genre. But, you know, again, it goes to show you that I think when people began to realize that God is the one who owns creativity. I mean, he is the creator. And when we truly tap into him, then we can see creativity in its most beautiful form begin to come out. And I think as people have grown with confidence, have also learned, you know, have trained themselves and have learned more, they've been able to come out. As technology has also, you know, evolved and has made it easier for more people to jump into filmmaking, it has just been, it's been an amazing ride. But it's wonderful to see such great quality begin to emerge in the faith-based industry.
And you think about the greatness, Robert, we always start thinking, you know, certain verses in the Bible that state, you know, that we're to really not in ways achieve in ways. And that's not true. That's just specific verses, but ultimately God wants what's great, best for us and what's going to be best for our lives so we can transform society. So I think that more and more these films come out and more people see, hey, we can be happy with God, right? Not, okay, we're just going to be stagnant. We can grow. We can become whatever we want to be to serve, right? Isn't that true?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, who doesn't have or know a person that you just wish you could spend more time with because you just feel good when you're around them, or, you know, you feel inspired when you're around them, or you just feel like, man, you can do anything when you're around them. Well, just imagine if we actually looked at God that way, if we hung out with God that way, if we understood what he's about, then yeah, we would be way more inspired. We would be way more motivated to go out there and provide excellence for him and for others as we serve each other. In the end, you know, this is all entertainment. There's entertainment behind this industry. But just because it's entertainment doesn't mean it has to be false or has to be riddled with false promises. That's the beauty of faith-based entertainment, is that we get to bring something that's real, that's true, that's based on truth, ultimately that's based on God. And that's something that mainstream, quote unquote, mainstream cannot offer the way that we do. And so I'm very, very blessed that I've been able to be a part of all that.
No,
yeah, well, and it's so inspirational. Like, even the part that you play in that movie, I love it. You're so funny. And here you are so real because you've flunked out of school how many times trying to be a minister?
From seminary, yeah.
Yeah, the seminary. And so it's just, you know, I mean, everybody's got their thing, right? Everybody goes through stuff. And so to be a real person and something that people can relate to, I think that's so important. And then it's so inspiring. To the whole story of the movie and the movies, and to bring inspiration and not just, I don't know, it's wonderful to walk out of a movie feeling good, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's really where it comes down to, being able to walk away, hopefully with a new perspective, with a new inspiration, feeling motivated and just feeling good. I mean, you know, you didn't feel like you walked out with a bunch of different agendas. You just walk out feeling like, hey, that movie really just touched me. I want to go do something. That's what we hope to do. I mean, that's what I always hope to do in whatever role I do. I think the industry at large, particularly faith-based, has just realized that we don't have to kind of like, you know, pretend that things are beautiful just because you're a Christian. You know, Christians are human beings. What makes it beautiful is that our God takes that and does something amazing with it. That is real.
And that's the truth, Robert. And the fact is that if you don't think you're going to have challenges in your life, you're not living. If you don't think yeah. that's going to go wrong in your life, you're not living. You're living under a rock. You're trying to avoid, because we're going to have these trials. We're going to have these tribulations, and we're going to still move forward. And we're going to still move forward because if we have a purpose every day waking up, it's a totally different life than lots of people are living. And having the faith that you can move mountains changes things so much, doesn't it, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and again, that's one of the most amazing things about Nothing is Impossible, is the fact that it brings you that. It brings you that ability to see that, you know what, again, things may not be in your own timing. It's in God's timing, but it doesn't mean that you've said goodbye to that thing. Like a lot of us, we have our callings and we'll put it on the shelf somewhere because we said, you know what, when I was younger, I'm not young anymore, or I'm too young, you know, the other way, I've seen it as well. And you kind of want to put it away and ignore it, that, you know what, that was for another time. Yet it continues to kind of, you can hear that voice, that calling, it continues to bug you because you're like, man, what if, what if, what if? Well, you know what? I think this is the kind of film, Nothing's Impossible allows you to go, hey, maybe that what if means now is the time. And I think that is a great question to ask ourselves and to spend time with God asking, that maybe those dreams that we had, that was just the wrong time when we first had them. It's for now, such a time as this.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, you know, I think people sometimes limit themselves and squash those dreams and think that they're too old or they should have started younger or whatever it should be. But absolutely nothing is impossible with God. Absolutely nothing is impossible.
All right, so that's right.
Yeah, it's such a great message. And then an unlikely angel. Oh my word, I love you in that movie. It is so good. That it seems like that was a really fun one to do.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do. Again, it was a great cast, great crew that we had, great director in Jarrell Nelson and what he brought to the table. The whole story was just so beautifully written, and I think it was beautifully executed. And again, that's another film where we see, you know, if you had this trajectory for your life that you thought you were supposed to follow, and God may have another avenue. Sometimes the best dream for us is a different dream, is a dream that he's got for us. And we don't realize it until we're willing to say, okay, until we're willing to listen to see what God has for us. And I think Unlikely Angel just brings that message. It brings a message of, you know what? maybe you're not seeing the entire picture. Let's give you a what if, just so you can see that other side, and then you get to see if maybe God was always right to begin with.
Robert, one thing Napoleon Hill said, you know, it's amazing some of his stuff that he brings for entrepreneurs, but also in faith, is there's a seed and benefit in anything, in everything. So every moment there's a seed of benefit to it. So ultimately, we don't know why things are happening to us at that point in time. We need to like put it in our notebooks when we do have those, especially as an entrepreneur and a business owner like myself, the roller coaster ride. When I'm all the way up, I need to write it down, but also when I'm all the way down, and then say, really, should I have felt that down? And what did I learn from that? And that's what God tries to teach us.
You know what? That's such a great piece of advice. I think writing it down is a beautiful thing to do because, you know, and God would have his people. I mean, think about Israel, right? They would create these little monuments so people don't forget, so that you don't forget the stories. And I think writing those things down as we go through life is beautiful because we get to go back. You know, when we have lows, perhaps we go back and we read about a high, or we read even about another low. And what it does is it gives us perspective. Perspective is so important because God's perspective is up here. And honestly, we're way down here. And when we get to go and see our journey, we get to see a greater perspective, a little bit of how God sees our entire lives and the lives that we've affected and those that affect us. And so when we are able to just separate a little bit, go back to that book, like you said, and read about our past, we get to see that there was purpose behind everything. Not that we ever necessarily are going to know what the specific purpose of it is, but we walk away at least knowing that there's something to learn. There's something to look back on and to reflect on. Again, Unlikely Angel just gave us that ability to be able to have a what if moment, to look back at the life of our lead character there through the help of an angel, and be able to see that God's way, he does have a way. He does have a purpose. And he's still looking out for your best interests.
I think too, the beauty of it is that with God, of course, we're never alone, but mm-hmm. also having each other, you know, there's a community within Christianity that is special, that when you, like just even talking to you now, there's automatically a connection because we share our faith. And sharing faith is just so huge. And then being able to help each other through those tough times and through those difficult moments. And, you know, whether you're an angel or just a person is just a beautiful thing.
Yeah. You know, again, it's we have a common father. And because we have the same father, we are all related. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all part of a greater kingdom, part of a greater family. And I think that that's why believers can come together and like this, they can just, you know, immediately just take off in conversation because they share the same joy. It's all about community too. I mean, that's why God instructed for there to be a growth in community. That's what he wanted in the church. I mean, that's one of the things I love to do online, like in all my social media, which by the way is at Real Robert Amaya throughout all my social media. I always try to create that sense of community. I love to hear people. I love to hear their testimonies, particularly. I love to hear what God's doing in their lives. Because that's so encouraging. You know, we talked about writing down on a journal or something, our own journeys. Well, man, sharing those things is also incredibly valuable. Incredible. And because what God puts you through sometimes is not just for you. Sometimes it's because that person next to you needs to hear about that and learn about it. And it's going to be so encouraging for them. You know, this is not just a consumption thing. It's a sharing thing. It's one big feast and we are one big family.
And Kim wrote a book called Love Is. Explain that really quick and ask your final question to Robert.
Yeah. So I was diagnosed with cancer a few years ago, and my husband was 4 months later and passed away 6 weeks after that. And it made me question the real meaning of love, you know, because John says that God is love. So love is something you are rather than just something you give. And so I went on this year-long journey in search of the true meaning of love. Most of the time I was in Haiti when I was working on it. And I found out things about love that I have never heard before. I've never been taught before and changed my life. And I know would change anybody's life and would change the world if we really lived love the way, you know, if we answered the question, what would love do? You know, that's a pretty universal thing, but we need to understand what love is first in order to do it. And love plays such a huge part in a relationship, in any relationship, but our relationship with God, obviously, and the kind of love that he has for us, and then the kind of love that we try to have for each other or should have for each other. And how does that play into your life? I mean, love is big, I think, in anybody's life, but where do you see it? How does that play in?
You know, I often talk about how, unfortunately, our modern day, particularly the English language, is so limited because we have one word, and that's love. But love is so much more than just one word. It's so much more descriptive, because a lot of people use love in whatever way they want to use love, whether, you know, it's a romantic or whether it's mothering, or, you know, there's so many facets to love and what it means, loving of your fellow man. That's all about the scriptures. The scriptures, you know, again, our translations have to use the language, and so we have one word called love. But boy, that Greek, that old Greek, those early manuscripts, they had different words for what love meant. And so, just like what you said, to me, understanding when it says God is love, yeah, there's a verb there. That means it's an act. It's a choice also. And so, you know, when you go down and you see that you read about what love is, and love is patient, love is kind, and you go down that list, people often read that in a wedding or somewhere, you know, and in 1 Corinthians 13, and they read it like it's a beautiful thing, and it is. But we also have to read it like it's a warning. There are things that are going to require patience. There are times you're not going to want to behave a certain way. That's what love is. That's where love shines. You know, that's how we can love our enemies. Not because of what they're doing to us. It's nothing to do about our enemies. It has everything to do with what we're choosing to do, because we were also God's enemies at one point, and yet he loved us while we were yet sinners, the Bible describes. So, love, unfortunately, is limited in this language, but love, anyone who explores that path like you did, it's an amazing thing, because love is so much more than just a word. It is a state of being. It is a pursuit. It is a choice. And it is an experience.
All right. So again, both movies are now available on PureFlix. And Robert, you already said where people can follow you. We appreciate it. And thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
You too. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.